This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Red Sox are not in the World Series, and yet Fenway Park seems to loom in the background. Last night, the Chicago Cubs beat the LA Dodgers in Game 6 of the NLCS, and that set up a World Series between the Cubs and the Cleveland Indians. It's the Cubs' first pennant since 1945, and they've not won a World Series since 1908, an even longer drought than the Sox pre-2004. To discuss the Boston storylines in a championship series without a Boston team, we turn to Boston Herald sports columnist Steve Buckley. Steve, good morning.
You know, it's always about Boston, correct?
Of course. Now,
if it's not, we'll make it.
All right, well, let's go. We have Theo Epstein as the Cubs' head of baseball operations. And, of course, he was with the Red Sox as the youngest GM in Major League history when the Sox reversed the curse in 2004. The Sox manager that year was none other than Terry Francona, now manager of the Indians. And those two were still the dynamic duo when we celebrated another World Series victory in Boston in 2007. Discuss.
Where to begin? As somebody who was born and raised in the Boston area and grew up with the notion that the Red Sox would never win a championship, it was quite amazing in 2004 when they did win one, to the degree that I was at Busch Stadium that night, and a lot of times in the ninth inning, the media will go downstairs to already be in line to go in the clubhouse when the game is over. Nobody left the press box that night because everybody wanted to physically, with their own eyes, see the Red Sox win the World Series. The fact that Theo Epstein was born and raised in Boston, he grew up in Brookline, 2-point-something miles from Fenway Park, made it all the more historic. Local kid does good, if you will. And that becomes instantly one of the most significant moments in Boston sports history. And the fact that they are together on the same field in the upcoming World Series, each charged with changing the history in a new market, Cleveland having not won the World Series since 1948, and the Cubs famously or infamously not since 1908, makes for quite a story.
And, you know, that's not the only part of the story. We've got a few other interesting twists. Before we even get to the players, current Cubs manager Joe Maddon had been under consideration for the job of Sox skipper when Francona got the gig. Am I right?
He was. He was a coach with the Angels out in California. And he was one of the persons interviewed for the job. And he also was the manager against Francona in the 2008 American League Championship Series. The Tampa Bay Rays, beat the Red Sox and went on to play the Phillies in the World Series. That was Joe's first time in the World Series. I'm going to give you another angle you might not have even considered that will probably get some attention in the coming days in this market. But the last time the Indians won the World Series was 1948. They beat Boston's other big league ball club, the Boston Braves, in the World Series at Braves Field, right over there in Alston, Brighton.
Now we've also got the players. Sox fans certainly find a lot of the faces wearing Cubs uniforms pretty familiar. I mean, Cubs starting pitchers include John Lester and John Lackey.
John Lackey was the starting and winning pitcher when they won the World Series in 2013. John Lester was the starting and winning pitcher when they won the World Series in 2007. So obviously they both have a tremendous history in Boston.
The Cubs roster also features David Ross, a catcher on the Red Sox who picked up a 2013 World Series ring.
He was. And interesting thing about Ross, Ross had two stints with the Red Sox, one of them 5 or 6 years earlier, just for like 10 games. And he emerged as the starting catcher in the World Series in 2013. But what fans may not know is that since arriving with the Cubs, he's become an enormous fan favorite out there. He is Mr. Cub. He's Mr. Wrigleyville. And I believe that forever he will be identified as a Cub.
Well, another player fans have latched onto in Chicago, Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo, was actually drafted by the Sox and was a hot prospect in the Red Sox minor league system. And now he's a Cubs all-star.
Well, there's a funny story about that because he was Boston's top offensive prospect in the minors. He was sent to the San Diego Padres in the trade that brought Adrian Gonzalez to the Red Sox. And then Jed Hoyer emerges as general manager of the San Diego Padres. Jed Hoyer had been an assistant to Theo in Boston. Jed ultimately trades Adrian Gonzalez from the Padres to the Cubs. And then a year later, Jed leaves the Padres, goes to the Cubs when Theo becomes president of the Cubs, and now he's the general manager of the Chicago Cubs under Theo Epstein. I'll tell you what, throughout this postseason, if you've got the Cubs, you got Theo Epstein, you got Anthony Rizzo, you got Jed Hoyer, you got Lester, you got Lackey. Obviously, in the Indians, you have Mike Napoli, the first baseman, Coco Crisp in the outfield, Terry Francona, Brad Mills in the dugout. I would suggest to you that the upcoming World Series between the Cleveland Indians and Chicago Cubs will be the highest-rated World Series in this market in which the Red Sox have not participated.
I'm wondering, as you look at this World Series between the Cubs and the Indians, purely from a homer perspective, as a Red Sox fan, taking all sorts of history into account, who should you root for?
I think the Cubs are cousins. I mean, I have a deep-in-the-belly belief that people in the media should never tell fans who to root for or cheer or whatever, or boo. But as a storyline, you want to go to your grave saying, hey, I saw the Red Sox and the Cubs win the World Series as a spectator. And I think that's pretty cool.
Well, Steve, thanks. And here's to a few more days of baseball.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on.
Steve Buckley is a sports columnist for the Boston Herald. The World Series starts Tuesday night in Cleveland. This is 90.9 WBUR.